Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dr. Kevin Most is now on the phone line. Good. He's the chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. Doc, it's John Williams. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Good. Thanks for giving us a little of your time. But
sure.
Steve Grzanich and Bertrand have been doing the story about that coronavirus, and now a Chicagoan reported with that. What should I be thinking about? How concerned should I be about that?
Well, as a layperson, not that concerned. You know, if we want to put it in perspective, look, we've had a couple hundred cases of this worldwide. In a normal flu season, we'll have over a billion cases of influenza. So it being a novel, a new virus, that's concerning us in the medical field. So really, it's more for us from a preparedness point of view. And to be honest with you, we don't know a lot about it as far as how contagious it is and how easily it's passed from individual to individual.
It is a virus. Is it like a flu virus?
Yeah, it's interesting, John. There's seven known coronaviruses, you know. So if you look at coronaviruses, everyone that you're talking to and hearing this story right now has had a coronavirus in the past. So there are four common human coronaviruses that we all have. It's a common cold, usually short duration. There are three what we call novel coronaviruses. One was SARS, if you remember that, 2003.
I do.
One was MERS, which came out in 2012, and now we have this one. Coronaviruses are unique. They come from animals, so there aren't that many of them. It's not like the millions of strains that we see of other viruses. This one, without any vaccine and without any treatment, we're a little bit concerned, but it's more about awareness now and preparedness for us.
I read that they were called coronaviruses because they have spikes sticking out of them, and it looks like a corona around the sun. That's where it gets its name. Is that correct?
That's exactly it, John. And if you've seen, they've shown pictures of it on the radio, on TV, you can see that it does. It shows a corona, a crown-like around the entire virus, and that's how it kind of sticks and moves around people.
Do you know where this woman is being treated, the Chicagoan?
I don't. They're keeping that private, which is good from a private policy point of view. There's no concern that she's exposed people in the public. So really, for her privacy, it's great that we're doing this. It's good that we're aware that the case is here in Chicago. That makes all the hospitals now more aware of preparedness. But we know that she's in isolation. We know that she is not critically ill. So really, the goal for a lot of these patients, as was the patient in Washington, is get them out of the public so they don't spread anything. Many of these individuals don't actually need hospital care. They just need to be isolated so they can't spread it.
Two questions maybe you don't know the answer to. Is this more easily spread than others? And is this more dangerous? Because the number that jumped out at me at first was relative to the number of cases, how many of them had led to death. First, talk
Correct.
To me about how easily spread is this.
Correct. That's the concern, John. That's what we don't know right now. We'll take, for example, the measles virus, right? Measles virus can be spread within a room very, very quickly because we know it's a very virulent and it's transmitted very easily. This one is so new that we don't know what that is. We know there's an incubation period, and we know that just based on the travelers, that when they left China, they had no symptoms. When they landed in the United States, they had no symptoms, and the symptoms began shortly thereafter. So although we have the screening processes in place, we know that there's an incubation period, so we are not going to be able to catch these individuals unless we can completely isolate them.
But if
what was your second question?
About how virulent or deadly it is. But,
yep.
But before we get to that,
yep.
I don't know where this lady's been, but if she's been touching things or places or having contact with people and there's a two-week incubation period, then I'm trying not to be alarmist. I promise
yep.
you that. But I'm just
yep.
wondering, she may not be the only one as a result, right?
Possibly. So when we talk about a two-week incubation, we don't mean that the virus can live on a surface for 2 weeks. We mean that it's in the body, it is starting to replicate, and it doesn't hit a mass big enough to cause a response for anywhere from, 7 to 10 days. So the virus can't live outside of the body for a long period of time.
Right.
Very few can.
But doctor,
so,
but if she's passed it on to other people,
absolutely.
They may be quietly walking around with it now too.
Correct. That is the biggest concern right now, and that's why we isolate the individuals as soon as we possibly can.
How deadly is this one?
Yeah, you know, when we look at viruses, is it deadly? Yeah, it is. It has caused deaths. Now, we don't know a lot about the individuals who died. I mean, influenza is deadly as well, but this is a virus that the body hasn't seen. So individuals who have a weakened immune system, whether you have diabetes, heart disease, COPD, you're older, those individuals may not be able to sustain or start a good immune response to a virus they've never seen before. What the interesting will be the thing to see is how much of an immune response we're starting to see from just the common cold when we're exposed to this virus. So those will be the studies that they're doing on these individuals as we speak.
Dr. Kevin Most is on a phone line, a Chicagoan now reported to have the coronavirus. We don't know her exact location. Doctor just explained why that's being kept private so as to avoid hysteria, which I almost am starting to foment here. I don't mean to do that at all, but I think a lot of us have these sorts of questions. A couple of texters have asked questions like, hey, John, please ask the doctor about the respiratory panel for which tests for coronavirus. I don't even know what that means. Do you?
Correct. Yes. So when you come into the hospital, used to be that we'd say, oh, this was a respiratory virus and just kind of hope it goes away. Now we have the ability to test individuals for what we call a respiratory panel. So we'll test them for very common respiratory illnesses, influenza, influenza A, influenza B, RSV, and then some other viruses as well. So we will test the individual for that. These are those individuals where we test them for the respiratory panel that it all comes up negative. If that all comes up negative and now you find out that the person was in China, the next thing we're doing is certainly sending that swab to the CDC in Atlanta where they have the testing ability to validate this.
Are the symptoms going to be different? Say I do come down with the flu. It is flu season. Should I tell my doctor, hey, maybe I got coronavirus? I mean, how do they know?
Yeah, that's the biggest problem right now, John. If this happened in the middle of the summer, we'd be okay, be a little bit more in tune to it. But if you went into a doctor's office or emergency room right now, the vast majority of patients are coming in with fever, cough, body aches, the exact same symptoms that we get from influenza, the exact same symptoms we get from other bad respiratory viruses. So really, it's now selecting that out. It's finding that needle in the haystack, and the one common thing that we're looking for is travel from China, travel through a large international airport are going to be the concerns that are going to be raised.
Does that include O'Hare and Midway?
It definitely includes O'Hare. It hasn't included Midway yet, but screening from any patients coming from China into Midway are definitely being screened right now. But again, like we said, the problem is that incubation period. I can get on the plane in China totally healthy. I can get off the plane in O'Hare totally healthy. They will not notice that I have a fever or any symptoms. And 2 to 3 days later, my symptoms start.
But Dr. Most, I cut you off. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, so that's why you saw the big clampdown in China to say we're going to restrict all travel out of the city right now.
If I traveled to or from O'Hare recently and now I have flu-like symptoms, I probably just have the normal flu, but I presume I should make my doctor well aware of that fact.
Yeah. You know, it probably is. I mean, if you were in Las Vegas and you had $1 million to bet, you'd bet $1 million that you had influenza over that you had, you know, the coronavirus. So you have to look at common things are common and unusual things are unusual. And unless you really had a close exposure to somebody on a plane from China, I would not be concerned walking through O'Hare right now, even through the international terminal.
You said 1 billion people have the flu a year?
1 billion people worldwide will have the influenza this year.
What is there, about 8 billion of us on the Earth? So
yeah.
1 in 7 or 1 in 8 of us?
16%. Yep.
I guess that's comforting in a way, right?
Well, it is comforting. You know, it's comforting, but it's also a wake-up for all of us. We have to realize, you know, we have a couple hundred thousand deaths from influenza every year. So we're talking about a virus right now that has caused, you know, what, a little north of 20 deaths or 30 deaths. But yet we look at influenza, which has hundreds of thousands of deaths each year. So, and we have medications for that, and we have a vaccine that can protect us from that.
And is this true? The flu that we get, that's influenza, is the same influenza outbreaks that wiped out millions of people in Europe and the rest of the world centuries ago. It's the flu. We're just so much better able to combat these things.
Absolutely, 100%. you know, the influenza virus, and it changes every year, it mutates every year, so we try to predict which strain. So this isn't as simple as the coronavirus where there's only seven different strains. For influenza, there are many, many, many hundreds of strains. So trying to pick out which one is going to be the one that's going to impact us the biggest this year or next year is the work that's actually going on right now in the CDC as we prepare for next year's vaccine for influenza.
Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. Boy, it's a good we've got a Dr. Kevin Most out there. Thank you, Doctor.
You're welcome, John. Take care.
Appreciate your time this morning.